Okay, so Somerville Intermediate has two sort of threads here, but the first is the obvious one, which is that it was the intermediate school that I went to, and we were actually the inaugural year. And so I think about this all the time. When we first started school, our teachers had us play this really fun game at morning tea, which is that we were given plastic bags and then told to go into the field to collect rocks. But what we were doing was clearing all the messy rubble that I guess the construction site had left behind, which, you know, like in the end was great for everyone. And we really just went along with it. And I think we had a really great time. I definitely remember just doing it. But, you know, intermediate was cool because it was where I started to really find myself. I say that and then I think, what did I do at lunchtime? I feel like I used to practice my ESP with my friends. One time I found a really good self-hypnosis book with a script, and I would get all my friends to let me practice the script on them, but I'd always get in trouble because it would look so suspicious, me standing in the middle of our long jump pit with all these girls lying around me. So I wasn't really allowed to do that after a while. But, you know, it's kind of one of your last few great years as a kid because it's before you learn to have shame in a way. And so everything is cool and you get to try and do everything. So it was a really great time for me as a student. And then as like a daughter, I guess. So Somerville Intermediate also happened to be where my parents' Methodist church held their services because they didn't have a physical building yet. And so every Sunday I'd end up back at my school, but it was a totally different experience because I didn't really like church that much. And, you know, I remember in particular this moment where the pastor had a daughter who was my age, and at Sunday school one afternoon she said to me, "Have you started questioning oh God, I can't even remember what the precise question was, but it was kind of around this idea of whether I'd started questioning my faith and wanting to know a bit more and wanting to understand it a bit more because her daughter had. And I remember thinking, oh, no, I am not thinking about those things. And it just made me feel so anxious. And I decided, I talked to my parents about not going to church anymore, and they were actually pretty good about it, so we stopped going to church. Or I think I stopped going to church, and sometimes my mum or my dad would stay behind too. So yeah, it was a very fragmented experience, but there are a lot of different memories held within that space.